This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Okay. So glad you're here today. Thanks for being part of the show. We appreciate it very, very much. We'll do our Facebook Live tonight. We call it the Zioli Show Leftovers.
Yes.
And we will do that. It's fun. It's really fun. We're on camera, and it's just kind of like the show, but we're on Facebook. I mean, there's really not much different, you know, in terms of that. So.
Well, it's a little more. It's a little more. Interactive.
It's a little more interactive. Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to put it.
And we go beyond the headlines.
We do. We go beyond the headlines. The remember that. So the 25th Amendment stuff we had a lot of fun with on the show yesterday.
So much fun.
Don't stress me out saying, Rich, I was talking with my coworker while we were getting water, and she says, wow, today is so crazy. It's such a bad day. So I turned around and said, is it really bad, or is it 25th Amendment bad?
It's a great question.
Good. We have started something here, so that's good. Excellent. Okay, let's see now. We have a little bit of audio. We have Antifa protesters can't even say what fascism is. They're all wearing their Guy Fawkes Fox masks. You know, that's the guy from the... Wait till they find out he was a Catholic. They're never going to wear that mask again. I'm telling you right now. Guido was his real name. Do they wear the masks? Or do they just do all black, the Antifa?
They do all black. These people, this is from our friends at campusreform.com. All the people, none of them had masks on. They just were in all black, and they were holding signs and generally dopey.
All right, so let's... they were asked questions about what is fascism, okay? Let's take a listen.
They're throwing around the word fascist quite a bit. Let's find out if they actually know what fascism is.
So I certainly count myself as Antifa. We do not think that fascists and ultra-right wingers, the alt-right, deserve to have a platform.
Me, I'm an anarchist, man. I've been anarchist since I was a teenager. So
how's that going?
I love it.
How would you define what fascism is?
I don't know.
Okay. How would you define fascism?
It's not an easy thing to define.
How would you define fascism?
I don't really want to get into all of that history and
stuff.
Does
that mean you can't define it, though?
I don't want to talk about it right now.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh. Excuse me.
Fascist ideas.
And how would you define fascism? How would you define what fascism is? All right. I see the word Nazi punks, F off, but fascism, what is fascism?
I don't want to commit to any sort of definition.
Yeah, why? Right, why define it?
It's a serious thing to call someone a Nazi and a fascist, but you have to know what it is, if you're going to call him that.
And I think that guy's a Nazi.
Tell me what a Nazi and a fascist is, though.
Yeah, I don't want to answer any more questions. Thanks.
It's a serious term to level.
People that are here to celebrate fascism or white supremacy.
And how would you define fascism?
Fascism is an increasingly upward... hierarchical model that puts white people and European people at the top.
Euro trash, actually, at the top is what she
what hierarchical.
She meant to say. There's a big word there, hierarchical. It's a hierarchical. What are those things in life? If you don't know an answer, just start throwing out big words like hierarchical, and that fools them every time.
That woman is an older woman, so she's probably somebody's mother. I'm really sad about
that. Who's there to drive one of the kids there?
Who lives in the basement?
You know what's amazing is that, if you're there for the cause of anti-fascism, could you at least take the time to Google the definition of fascism? I don't think it's that hard. No. I don't think we're asking too much.
Nope.
You're here to protest fascism. Just a quick, hey Siri, what is fascism?
Fascism is increasingly upward.
It's like Viagra. It's like a political
that puts
white men,
white people, and European people at the top.
Euro. Okay.
White people, Euro people
at the top. So they can't have brown people can't have fascism?
Nope.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I guess fine. No, I'll take your word for it. wonderful. Thank you for that.
There was no, yeah, no, just white people.
Just that. Right. Just white. Hierarchical. I'm not answering. I don't want to commit to a definition, man. No, but there is a definition. Never mind. Let's see now. We have Ellen and Meryl Streep gushing over future President Oprah. This is Ellen of the show Ellen and Meryl Streep, who I believe is an actress, Meryl Streep. What is Meryl Streep known for?
Kramer versus Kramer. Sophie's Choice.
Sophie's Choice. Standing ovation for Roman Polanski. That was actually her best.
Yeah.
That was her best work. Yes. The standing ovation for child molester Roman Polanski.
That's really child rapist. That's really all I know her for. She stood up and applauded Roman Polanski. Not just applauded, stood up, a standing ovation.
She led a standing ovation for child rapist Roman Polanski. I'm sorry. I was genuinely asking roles. I mean, you know. Okay, so now Ellen and Meryl Streep gushing, cut four.
You were in the room, obviously, when Oprah, our future president,
Woo!
Our
future vice president.
Yeah. I mean, what a speech, huh?
What a speech. A barn burner.
Yeah. Did you hear what Stedman said?
No.
So Stedman was asked, and Stedman said, it really is up to the people. She would absolutely do it. That was from Stedman. So I don't think he would say that without permission.
You know why?
Right. Where do I send the check?
Yeah. You know? I know.
Oh, yeah, she needs your money.
We thirst for that. We really want that kind of elevated, aspirational, can-do, optimistic, you know, attachment to the principles of our country.
Caring of people and paying attention to who's watching, these young girls that are watching and actually knowing that words have power. And
you bet.
How about the young girls around Roman Polanski? Who is watching them, Meryl Streep?
Oh, Roman
Again,
Polanski.
Asking for a friend.
Oh, yes.
We need to drink in this. Drink in this in the Oprah... In the Oprah fountain of Oprahness. Drink it in. Drink in this.
Nauseating.
This is amazing here. Really, truly amazing. All right, now, latest fact-free claim from Michael Wolff. Trump may be dyslexic. Now, I want to tell you, the other day, the National Dyslexic Association came after me on Twitter because I tweeted something to the effect of, this is how you summarize Michael Wolff's book. Ready? Trump never wanted to be president, but he colluded with Russia. He's dumb, illiterate, and dyslexic, yet everybody wants to kill each other to run the guy's White House. But these are some of the claims in Michael Wolff's book, right? So then the National Dyslexic Association came after me, and they said, dyslexic is not a pejorative. Please don't use it negatively. And I said, I didn't. Michael Wolff did. Go after him. I didn't say anything bad about it. I have math dyslexia. I do, which is called dyscalculia. Well, I don't know if I really do, but I think I should have it, is my point. So now Michael Wolff goes on to diagnose President Trump as having the learning disability of dyslexia, even though he's not legally or even a little bit qualified to diagnose dyslexia in anyone. But what the hell? Cut five.
This president, what is the evidence, if any, that he could be dyslexic and because of his personality is not willing to admit that, is not willing to acknowledge something that Nelson Rockefeller, former Treasury Secretary Nick Brady, a lot of leaders have had this reading problem?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's dyslexic because he doesn't talk about these kinds of things, and it's just the speculation of the people around him, the literal question. Why doesn't he read?
Why doesn't he deer?
I once asked him. I said, well, you know, it's a kind of presidential question. What's your favorite book? And I saw the look on his eye.
There was a pop-up book.
You know, first kind of.
It was a paint-by-numbers book.
And then a little bit.
Put that
of,
in your
okay,
fire and
you
fury.
Got me. And then he came back with, and you knew that he reached back into his sophomore year in high school, a book he probably didn't even read then. But there he was. He said, All Quiet on the Western Front.
Wow, that hasn't been on reading lists in quite a while. You're right.
Oh, so what? Nobody can read it?
Nope.
Is that a new rule? Is that a new policy that we can only read bestsellers now? Is that how this works?
Has to be a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah. It's like one of the most classic books ever written in the history of the world. But, New York Times bestseller list only. All right?
Oh, my God.
Not exactly what everybody's reading on the beach these days. Well, then, in that case, I guess, you know, we should all pick up the latest Daniel Steele novel and call it a day.
Riccioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.